This is the 26th year of the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival. 26 years, it's a long time to hold a film festival together. And I guess I'll direct this question to you, Lisa, is, you know, what are some of the challenges and what are some of the great successes, obviously, of this film festival?
I mean, yeah, I think 26 years, we are the longest running women's film festival in North America. And that's something that we're incredibly proud of. And I would say that was only possible with sort of the group of women that started it and continue to be involved. You know, you want to keep things fresh. You want to keep things new. And I mean, we've added some new events this year. We've certainly had to grow venue-wise. We get to show a lot more films now. So we have to do more film watching. I think there are probably more films available, right? I mean, I think there are more women filmmakers out there every year.
One of the challenges that we face is people consume film in a different way than they did 20 years ago. It used to be that you simply went to the movies if you wanted to see a movie. And now there's all kinds of platforms. So one of the things that we constantly think about is how we can make this event something that people want to come to, that it provides a lot of things in addition to the opportunity to see films.
Right. There has to be some sort of engagement piece that, yeah, you can watch things online, you can get them through Netflix, you can watch them, you know, HBO is putting out a lot of great documentaries that then they're showing on HBO. So we have to provide a unique experience. And we're able to do that, thankfully, with the filmmakers. You know, we bring a significant amount of filmmakers, sometimes film subjects out here that, you know, festival goers, they can interact with them. We provide plenty of opportunity for them to interact with them in Q&A and different lunch sessions and stuff like that. And it is about, I think, the other thing that's so important and what our festival goers really love, but sometimes it's hard to communicate this to people that are thinking about going to the festival, is that being around these other people when you're watching this movie in a theater is a lot more meaningful. And being able to have those conversations with people who have also seen the movie just when you've seen it, and being in a room with the people at the same time and then just having that time afterward is so critical.
There is something incredible about being in the audience watching these films that I haven't experienced at any other film festival. And I've been to lots of different things, but there is just an incredible sense of the community. And I think the fact that the festival has remained so focused on documentary, it just seems to have such a laser focus and has maintained that. And has it been hard to maintain that focus? Have there been temptations to do other things with it? Or has it always just been real clear that that is what works and it's going to continue to work?
You know, it's funny, we are primarily a documentary film fest, and all of our feature-length films are always documentary, and that was never by design. It's just sort of what's happened over the years.
The reason why I started going to the festival, probably when I was in my very early 20s, was, and what I found unique about it was so paradigm-shifting. I mean, so many of these films were so eye-opening, and I think that you know, really made you think about things. And, you know, that is something that kind of goes with documentary. And we didn't necessarily plan it that way when the festival started. We just want to play great films made by women. But this is the best.
There's a new event this year, which is a Saturday night one film event, which will be The Punk Singer, and it will be screened at Cornerstone. Why did you decide to do this one event this year?
We often are looking for ways to grow our festival. Most film festivals do have some evening screenings. It's a lot to ask someone to commit their entire Saturday, their entire Sunday, or their entire weekend to attend a film festival. We get that. We want to be able to give people a taste, a little taste of what we do. And we think that if we can give them this taste, then maybe they will start to realize how important it is to come for an entire day or the entire weekend. So this film in particular, it's our first ever Saturday evening film. We're really excited about it. We hope to reach a new audience with it. Our opening night, our Friday night gala, sells out really quickly. So this one's sort of, you know, people get to have that sort of film festival experience with a little bit of a reception. We're bringing in a great local band, the Hopeful Heroines, you know, and we're going to have beer and wine. And so it'll be like that great festival experience to give people a taste and then hopefully make them want to come back for more awesome films.
The film that you're going to be showing on Saturday night, The Punk Singer, which I got to see, is in many ways embodies so much of what the film festival is about. And it's, you know, about Kathleen Hanna, the lead singer of Bikini Kill and Le Tigre, and now the Julie Ruin. And, you know, when she was in Bikini Kill, her big thing was girls to the front at punk shows. And it was, according to all the women who were interviewed in this documentary, you know, it changed the way that women felt about punk and about going to shows, because it was like, this is our show first. And I feel like that's very much what the Rocky Mountain Women's Film Festival has done for film, in the same way as saying, you know, girls to the front.
Well, I would totally agree. And I think it's ironic that Kathleen Hanna was putting out that message in the early 90s. And we're still here in 2013 trying to get that message out for women filmmakers.
If both of you could maybe talk about some of your favorite films this year, or do you want to avoid playing favorites?
it's so hard. In every single one of these films, there's just incredible storytelling. I will say that for me, so many times in the film festival, like every year, there's some films that really do change how I perceive things. There was a movie several years ago called The Business of Being Born. It made me question everything that I thought about pregnancy and childbirth, everything. This year, the film like that for me was School's Out. You know, I think I know how kids should learn and how kids learn best and how kids operate. And just to hear about, you know, a completely different way of sort of raising and teaching your children. I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, and I think in this country, it's a generally accepted belief that four-year-olds shouldn't have knives.
Right. And that
and be whittling.
Right.
But, you know, you watch this film and you start to think differently.
Totally fine. No problem.
For me, the film that really made me think for a long time afterwards was After Tiller.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a very, very provocative film that looks at late-term abortion. And regardless of how you feel going into the film, I think the film gives you some food for thought.
Linda, what are you most proud of in terms of the festival over the years?
One of the things that I think as an organization we are extremely proud of is the reputation that we have among women filmmakers throughout the country and really throughout the world. The feedback that we get year after year from attending filmmakers is that this is their favorite festival. This is the, you know, the best run, best curated festival of all of the ones that they have attended.
Linda Broker and Lisa Tesarowicz, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.